Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 7:47 in the morning. Time now for our Noodaloo 2. Now, this is a funny little thing because I do not use one of these items at all. And I'm always amazed by the results. Take a listen.
What are you eating for breakfast right now? A bowl of Wheaties, eggs, hash browns, toast with a little jelly? But what's a good traditional American breakfast without a little bacon? But how did you make that little Piggly Wiggly? In the frying pan with bacon juice spatting all over the place? Or maybe you tried the less messy way in the microwave on a plate with a bunch of paper towel. But either way, it can be a greasy disaster. This week's Noodaloo 2 takes the mess right out of Peppa Pig cooking.
I'm Peppa Pig.
I mean, bacon cooking. The LeCue Bacon Cooker is a grooved piece of red, BPA-free, and microwave-safe plastic for the base that cooks up to 6 pieces of Babe Pig in the City, that's bacon, in 3 to 4 minutes. It comes with a clear, BPA-free, and microwave-safe lid that allows you to view the cooking process and to prevent splattering all over your microwave, minimizing cleanup. There's a drain spout that allows for easy grease drainage, and best, it's dishwasher-safe. Hello. The large handles on either side don't even require mitts when removing them from the microwave, so you won't burn your hands. The Miss Piggy Cooker is an easy and clean way.
Did you say something?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Didn't sound that way to me.
To make your family, or hey, even just you, a little bacon in the microwave. The bacon cooker goes for $20 on Amazon, or you can find more at LeCueUSA.com. Or you can find all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com, also up on his Facebook page. Be sure to like this post for your chance to win one of your own. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, this is, I really should start using one of these things. Because when I'm not traveling and the kids are in school, I will get up in the morning. Mary Beth, for the most part, makes the kids breakfast in the morning, you know, before they go to school early. She almost always makes them a smoothie with yogurt and fruit and stuff. A lot of times she makes scones. But every now and then she'll say, hey, why don't you get up and make the kids like a breakfast sandwich or something. So I make a little egg sandwich. You know, the kids love it in the morning. Nice, you know, start the day off. But I never want to do the bacon in the morning, you know, like get the pan out and in the, but the house when it smells like bacon is the best. I can't believe you're a vegetarian.
This whole studio.
The whole studio smells like a piece of bacon. Right. So now this is what I don't understand about these products. Now, certainly this is not the first one of these. There's plenty, but this has a nice shape to it. That whole BPA free thing is very important to everyone. What else can you put in the microwave and make crispy besides bacon?
Yeah, we were talking about that in the break. That is a really good point. I can't think
of
anything
else. I don't get how it works. Because now I have this. Now, mind you, I'm only doing this because I'm testing it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make a. So you've made 3 sticks of bacon, mm-hmm. of which I've already eaten one.
And?
I mean, that's crunchy.
It is.
Yeah. Not like if I made it in the pan.
I will say microwaves vary. The one I made, with this one I had to do 2 runs because the first time I had to put 3 minutes
in. Oh, yeah,
in,
sure, and the power, too, right.
It was really
I'm sure the one, the microwave that we have here, you know, somebody donated at WGN. But now you can toss this in the microwave. And the whole idea is I could do one or, all I need to do is 4 pieces of bacon on a,
right.
in the morning and put it on the breakfast sandwich. I'm a king.
I know.
How much is it? $20?
It's $20.
Throw it in the dishwasher.
That's huge.
Lukey? Leaky?
I said Luke.
Luke.
How do you spell it? I'll be the judge.
L-E-K-U-E, but yeah, it has the little like...
Hyphen. L-E-K-U-E hyphen.
Not hyphen. What are those little asterisks on the top?
Asterisks.
The tilde? Like the slanted line?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, look at you.
I took Spanish a couple of years.
Oh. But I don't think... You think it's Spanish?
Lukey. No, I don't know.
Le Q.
That's what I said.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Le Q. I think it's French. I don't think it's Spanish. Do they use the French use the little, what's it called, Sam?
Tilde.
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 Mm, well. Delicious.
Love
it's
it.
Delicious.
I know.
$20.
We make bacon in the microwave all the time. I don't eat it, but I make it for David. And it, we usually put like a bunch of paper towels in there, and then the paper towels get so hot and greasy.
Well, right. So that's the thing, right? You can do it with a plate and a paper towel thing, right?
Yeah, and it like drains.
So why is it you can't make anything else crispy? And what is it?
I don't know. Text us your answers, people.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Text us your answers, and we'll give you something. How about that? I'll tell you what. If somebody can tell me a bona fide reason why you can. Why bacon gets crispy in the microwave, but nothing else? Listen to this. How about this? You know what I got here? You're going to love this. I got a pair of tickets to the sold-out Blackhawks Training Camp Festival on Saturday, September 24th, inside the United Center. The outdoor free festival starts at 8 a.m. and the doors inside open at 9. The first 10,000 fans receive a Brent Seabrook bobblehead.
And also, we're giving one of the microwave bacon cookers away on your Facebook page.
Oh, so like us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, Lou Manfredini. Like us on Facebook. And one of you is going to win one of these, and we'll send it out to you. You can make your own bacon at your house.